This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Morocco, يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah عز وجل to elevate their suffering. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to restore their livelihood. We ask Allah to protect them in their lives, in their properties, in their livelihood, يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to restore peace and tranquility into their lives, يا Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be able to help them in any ways, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them the best in this dunya and in the akhirah, to accept those who pass as shuhada, ya Rabbil Alameen, and restore the health of those who are injured. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace to all those who are alive, ya Rabbil Alameen. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, in hadith number 1876, in Riyad al-Salihin, fi Kitab al-Istighfar, the Book of Forgiveness, qal, وعن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا انصرف من صلاته استغفر الله ثلاثا وقال اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. قيل الأوزاعي وهو أحد رواة الحديث كيف الاستغفار؟ قال يقول أستغفر الله أستغفر الله. رواه مسلم. In this hadith, Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله reports ثوبان رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he finished his salah, talking about the fard salah, he would ask for forgiveness three times. He would ask forgiveness three times, and then he would say صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أنت السلام, يا الله, you are peace, ومنك السلام, and you bestow peace, تباركت هذا الجلال والإكرام, you سبحانه وتعالى said يا الله, you are blessed. Blessed you are, O possessor of glory and honor. Imam al-Awza'i, one of the sub-narrators, was asked, how would he seek forgiveness? How do he does istighfar? He would say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So what does it mean here? First of all, the Prophet ﷺ, every time he finishes Fard Salah, the first thing that he pronounces after he finishes Salah is what? Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Which means, Ya Allah, I ask you for your forgiveness. Ya Allah, I beg for your forgiveness. And then the irony here is that you're asking forgiveness and you beg for forgiveness after what? Salah, performing ibadah, an act of worship. Which is paradoxical. Because when you finish an act of ibadah, what should you say? Alhamdulillah. Right? Like, I've done a great job, Alhamdulillah. But in order to avoid that feeling of pride, that feeling of overachieving, or that you've done a great job, you humble yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking forgiveness. For what? Maybe that ibadah was not done properly. Maybe you were just distracted. Maybe you don't feel that your heart was there. There is always, always a reason why for you to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no matter what you do, even if you spend your day and night worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you guys know that you're not going to be able to compensate for at least one of Allah's blessings that He bestowed upon you. As in hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the sense of al-basar, the sight and seeing. When a man, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, who spent 70 years of his life worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dedicated his life for ibadah. And when he died, he met with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال الله عز وجل, أدخلوه الجنة برحمتي. Admit him to Jannah by my mercy, like my grace. And the man got قال يا ربي, why by your grace? What about the 70 years I've done? I mean, I wanted to know exactly how much I get for my work, for my hard work. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sure. Put all his 70 years of ibadah, and on the other side, just put his hasatul basar, just his sight. Obviously, the sight was heavier than what? All the ibadah he put against it. Which means no matter what you do, You cannot pay for the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing upon you. And that's why every time we do salah or ibadah or ta'a or even hajj or sadaqah, the first thing we say is what, jama'ah? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. If someone praises you for an act of worship that you've done for his sake subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is what? Astaghfirullah. Like, whatever you're saying, a'udhu billah, I don't think this is actually is fair. No, I haven't done that great. You always humble yourself. Then after saying astighfar, the Prophet ﷺ would say, Allahumma anta salam. Ya Allah, you are peace. Wa minka salam. Meaning peace comes from you, which means you are the one who bestows peace. تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سبحانك وتعالى. He says, يا الله, blessed you are, the one who possesses all glory and all honor. Now, when we say اللهم أنت السلام, to each other, what do we say? السلام عليك, right? Peace be with you. But we cannot say that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صلي على محمد, سلم على محمد. صلاة والسلام على رسول الله, right? So we say that about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we cannot say that about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? Because He Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala is all peace. And all peace comes from Him. And the meaning of salam over here, not just peace, is also a salam from every blemishes you could think of, every deficiencies that you can think of in this creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salim. He is free of any of these deficiencies, blemishes that could happen actually to any human being, whatever his creation. So when we say Allah salam, that He is peace and He is perfection. That's what it means, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, He is perfection. Not that He is perfect. No, perfection is Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was given the news from Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah Sallam told her, this is Jibreel coming and he's delivering the salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. To Khadija radiallahu anha. Allah sent salam to her. What did she say? She didn't say, wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullah. She said, no, qad Allahu salam wa minhu salam. Allah is peace. And He's the one who bestows salam, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why whenever you say, Allahumma anta salam, it's not just about being a matter of peace, really. It's also a matter of perfection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect in all His attributes and beautiful names and His actions, no matter what they are. And even as we make dua for brothers and sisters in Morocco, subhanAllah, we sometimes think about this. So how is that, you know, fits in there? Allah Azza wa Jal, He created everything. Everything that we see good and everything that we see otherwise. And many of these actions that we might see to be awful, we have to keep in mind that Allah Azza wa Jal never creates absolute evil. So no matter how awful matters are, there will always be an element of khair. Some they know, some they don't see it. So in a situation like this, some people, all what they look at is what? The atrocities, the pain, and then they start blaming God for this. Others, what do they say? Or what do they see, as a matter of fact? They see opportunity to show compassion. Immediately. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provoke in the hearts of those who believe, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who seek His reward, what? Competition to do khair for these people. As much as we can. So we give with our money, we give with our time, our effort, whatever that you can assist and help, you would do that. So even though we don't see this to be perfect in that at micro level, but in the macro level of Allah's creation, all of this is part of a perfection model from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of complaining about what's happening there, what do we need to do? Make dua for them and make dua that Allah uses us in a way to help these people, inshallah ta'ala, so we can get the reward for making their life easy for them. That's how we do it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us, ya Rabbil Alameen. And the last thing He says, قَالْ تَبَارَكْتَ يَا دَ الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. He says, ya Allah, blessed you are, because you are the possessor of all glory and all honor. Of course, He is subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah azza wa jal, al-kareem, al-mannan, we ask Him to make it easy for our brothers and sisters who are going through difficulties in Morocco and elsewhere in the world, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? So the question is, can we say this dua after the sunnah as well? Well, it seems that the Prophet ﷺ used to say that after the fard. But after the sunnah, you can say whatever you want to say. If you insist on doing it regularly, it might be. Because the Prophet ﷺ did not do that with the sunnah. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. Are there any narrations which says the Prophet ﷺ begins with takbir? It's disputable in terms of authenticity. Although some they say they used to hear the Sahaba, they used to know that the Salah ended when they hear the takbir of the people, which means after the Salah they say Allahu Akbar, Allah Subhanallah. So that's the narration. But Allahu Alam, I would say the istighfar is to start with it first. Wallahu Alam. Naam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.